This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, July 3rd. God's word to you today is Learn and Grow. And this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John 4, verse 6. And it says, "But we belong to God, and those who know God listen to us. If they do not belong to God, they do not listen to us. That is how we know if someone has the spirit of truth or the spirit of deception." In today's devotional, we will be answering some questions, so pay attention. Question 1. How do we develop the spirit of discernment? Hebrews 5 verse 14 says, "By reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." This is taken from the New King James Version. Discernment can be developed by reason of use. The more you exercise it, the sharper you become, and the better it becomes. I have shared with you how when I shake people's hands, I ask the Holy Spirit, "Who is this person?" And He is always accurate. Do not get me wrong. Sometimes I still get hurt, but I already know the people. With discernment, there is a use part and a gift part. There is the general gift of discernment that God gives His children, and it comes with the gift of wisdom. You should ask for it. But there is also a gift of discernment of spirits, which is different from the gift of discernment. With discernment of spirits, you can actually see demonic operations. You can see angelic spirits. Question 2. When you see people that are not being sincere, how do you handle that? The first question is it a necessary part of your work? Some people in the church are agents of Satan. I know them and we are friends. Do not worry about driving them away. They are on a mission, right? I am on a mission too. In Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30, please read. They said to the master, "The enemy has come to sow seeds. Should we uproot them?" The master said, "No, leave them. Light cannot bow to darkness. It is impossible." Some of such people are a necessary part of the story, not that you want them. Sometimes they will cause you pain, but God will use it for your glory. Jesus says, "I chose 12, and one of you is a devil." Did Jesus chase Judas away? What happened to the pain Judas caused him? It is for our benefit today. So do not try to get rid of everyone that is not for you. Being fixated on people that are not for you can push you to pray prayers you ought not to be praying. Focus on your assignment. Question 3. The people that think their heart is in the right place, but will eventually turn sour, how do you intervene? While some of them can be helped, some of them cannot be helped. It is just a heart thing. When someone has a good heart, no matter how bad the person can be helped. When someone has a bad heart, an arrogant and cocky heart, no matter how good the person is, the person cannot be helped. It is heart work. I have had spiritual children with very wicked hearts. I look into them, I see it. It is evil. Where are they getting it from? Is it from me? Of course not. Some you can help, but some you cannot help. It is a heart work. If your heart is right, there is nothing God cannot do through you. You will make mistakes, but you are human. There is no human being on earth that will not make mistakes. However, if you have a good heart, God can still help you. But if your heart is bad, you need to be born again so you can be given a new heart, a good heart. Let us pray. Lord, I ask for the gift of discernment and the grace to focus on my assignment. Father, give me a new heart. A good heart, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.